Well, now I should be joined on the phone by Zara, who is the producer of the Stag Do movie. Zara, are you there? Zara?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hello, are you okay?
I'm fine. Bit tired.
Did you have a good one? Did people enjoy it?
I think they enjoyed it. We got plenty of laughs. Being in a rock and roll venue, the sound wasn't possibly what people were used to in a proper cinema. But,
yeah.
People laughed, and we got a big round of applause.
Well, my rule is if people are laughing, then it's funny. So you've done all right there, haven't you? Now, I watched the trailer last night, and I thought it was very rude, Zara. There was lots of swear words and bad language.
There's an incredible amount of bad language in it.
There is.
Lots of swear words. Some people don't like that, but I guess our audience last night, judging by the reaction to the swear words, did. So
yeah, well, it's all in good fun, isn't it? I mean, it looks brilliant. Now, I know that there's a camping story. The stag do goes on a camping trip. How did the guys get on camping in the northeast with the unforgiving Tyne air, as they call it?
well, they kind of weren't meant to go on a camping trip. That was just a ruse. They had a place that they wanted to go to, but they had an uninvited guest, as in the bride-to-be's father.
That's right.
Coming with them. So they kind of faked this camping trip. Shooting at night in summer in Northumberland,
yeah,
definitely wasn't the brightest thing we've ever done.
I can imagine.
Wasn't so much the weather, which it did rain, even though every single weather forecast every day said it wouldn't rain. It rained.
That's Newcastle.
Rained,
yeah.
But it's the short night, which you kind of forget. You take for granted that, you know, you've got about 5 hours of darkness.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot lots of nighttime scenes in 5 hours of darkness proved quite challenging.
I can imagine, doing it in double time. But it's bad now, isn't it? Because it gets sunny at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, I think we could only film, there was a huge chunk of the film that we could only shoot from about 11 o'clock at night
to
4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Well, I watched the trailer last night, and it looks hilarious. And I hope if you're listening and you went last night, you enjoyed the Stag Do movie that went on last night, Auto Academy. Now, people can go online because it's not fully released yet, is it? You're looking to do a bit of a tour across the North East, is that right?
Definitely. That's always been, from the very beginning, that was our plan.
Yeah.
To make a film and tour it, release it ourselves, tour it around the region. I mean, even further afield if we felt it would play there. It's very Geordie, so it might not.
It is very Geordie, but I'm all over that. I really am.
I had a guy from Middlesbrough there last night who went, "I'm from Borough," and there was bits of it I couldn't understand. It was too bored for him.
One for the locals.
Yeah, definitely. But we really want to release it on tour in the region. So if people want to get in touch with us, there's a contact page on the website, which is www.thestagdo.com.
So that's thestagdo.com, 2 G's, and you can find out more about the movie. Get unfollowed on Twitter, and I tell you what, if you want to laugh, have a look at that trailer today, because it's guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Zara, thank you so much for joining us on Anyone FM 102.5.
No worries, thank you very much.